I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan's believers often suffer attacks on Christmas Day, and this year was no exception. Plus, Chinese Christians face big challenges in 2021, but serve an even bigger God. We'll dive deeper into that, but first, on Christmas morning in Lahore, Pakistan, a group of 40 to 50 Muslim men attacked a Christian church during a Christmas service. They aimed to kidnap and assault the women there, but the security guards and other men in the congregation fought them off with bare hands. The women escaped to a nearby house, but things got worse when police arrived. They helped the Muslims escape and blamed Christians for fighting back. Nehemiah from FMI says,
they scolded and they threatened Christian community, Christian church, that it's illegal to have their own security, which is truly unjustified and an illegal action by the police, because it was announced by the government of Pakistan 2 years ago that every church must have their own security. They must have their own CCTV cameras, barbed wires, medical equipment.
Now, police have arrested the security guards from the church. Christians in Pakistan occupy the lowest of classes, and many consider them untouchable.
Christians, they live in colonies in Pakistan. They don't live just randomly, but they live in colonies for their own protection. And because Muslims, they don't allow them to stay with them.
But these believers hold an exalted place in Christ's kingdom. Ask God to strengthen and comfort them. Meanwhile, Christian groups in India are still trying to navigate the fallout from a law passed 2 months ago. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World reminds us the law passed with no clear instructions.
The FCRA Amendment 2020 really blindsided everybody, all the nonprofit organizations, ministries, and charities working in India that have foreign contribution that comes into them. And it was pushed through in the Indian Parliament in a couple of days.
If ministries don't meet the new law's requirements, they could face fines or worse.
Well, we've seen quite a number of ministries, you know, go under investigation and get kicked out of India.
Podaiti and other senior leaders recently met with local partners for planning and encouragement.
It was kind of like a 1-2 punch between COVID and this FCRA bill. And, you know, it really demoralized a lot of our partners and just feeling, boy, we're really under attack here.
Pray for courage and strength to overcome these challenges.
God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. The fear that's coming up in us, this is not coming from the Lord. This is coming from the enemy, and this is all part of his strategy to demoralize us, try to deter us from doing what God's called us to do.
And tension between the U.S. and China and ongoing persecution of believers by the Chinese government hasn't created an easy life for followers of Christ in the country. However, Eric Berkland of China Partners says that even with these challenges, the pastors and leaders continue to put their trust in God.
The pastors and the leadership in China, they're not worried. Of course, they're going to be wise in how they operate and what they can do not do and so forth. But their relentlessness and their faithfulness to their calling of being church planters, evangelists.
Berkland urges North American believers to follow these Christians' example. It remains more important now than ever to put trust in God and not in government. China Partners trusting that God will faithfully guide their ministry in 2021, and they hope to once again see their ministry partners in person this new year. They'll continue to monitor pandemic and government situations as they plan these trips. Berkland says another important factor is what their partners in China think.
We're going to listen to our brothers and sisters in China to see how they are feeling, because there's been high tension right now between our two countries. It might actually not even be feasible right now to go over there as a foreigner to do any kind of work in China. So we're going to be patient. That's the first step.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women, for women, and it uses the furnishings of the Old Testament tabernacle as object lessons along with stories of ministry of Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.